வந்தேகம் ஸ்ரீகுரு.
The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, 16th chapter, text number 7, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 14th of December, 1976, in Hyderabad, India.
Sri Rupam Chakrajatam.
So, we were discussing yesterday about the demons or non-devotees. Demons means non-devotees. That I have explained. Devata means demigods and demons. So, demons, they do not know which way they have to lead their life. That they do not. Pravittincha nivittincha janano vidurasura na saucham na pichachara na sattam teshu bindaka. These are the first qualification of the demons, that they do not know which way one has to make progress. That is not. This is the defect of the modern civilization. They have universities, educational institutions, and advancement of knowledge, so on, but ask them what is the aim of life, why education is being imparted, what is the purpose, these are the things. Do they know? They simply know how to eat, how to sleep, how to have sex, and how to defend. For this purpose, they are giving education. And that is, does it require any education? How to eat? Everyone, even a child, he knows. You give him something eatable, he only takes and he knows it is to be put here, not there. Natural. You don't require any education for these things, primary, wants of the body, eating, sleeping, sex. It doesn't require any high education how to enjoy sex life. Everyone knows. Even the cats and dogs, they know. Simply eating, everyone knows. Sleeping, it doesn't require that you have to sleep in this way. Whenever you feel tired, let you sleep. But the asurajana, they do not know what is the purpose of education. That they do not. This is the beginning of asura's life. Pravritti and nivritti. Pravritti means the, what is called, incentive, which makes her, there is a grain of sugar and the ant knows there is a grain of sugar. He is running after it. That is pravritti. And nivritti means I have passed my life in this way, but it is not actually my progress of life. I should stop this way of life. I should go to the spiritual realization. That is nimitti marga. There are two ways, pravritti and nivritti. Pravritti means we are going to the darkest region. Adanta gobhi gusatang tamasa. Because we cannot control our senses, adanta means uncontrolled, and go means senses. Adanta Gobhi Visatang Tamisa. Just like we see varieties of light, so there is life also in the health, tamisya. So, either you go to the hellish condition of life, or you go to the path of liberation, both ways are open to you. So, if you go to the hellish condition of life, that is called pravritti marga, and if you go towards the path of liberation, that is nivritti marga. However, this Krishna consciousness movement is training of nivritti marga, the basic principle so many knows. No means nivritti, no illicit sex, no meat eating, no gambling, no intoxication. So this is the no path. So that they do not know. When we say so many knows, they think it is brainwash. Not brainwash. It is actual. If you want to develop your spiritual life, then you have to stop so many nuisance, that is nivritti marga. The usuras, they do not know. Because they do not know, when nivritti marga, no, the path of no is recommended, they become angry. They become angry. Murkhaya upadesa hi prakopayana santa. Vayappanam bhujammanam tivaram visabardhanam. Those are rascals, fools. If you speak something valuable for his life, he'll not hear it. He'll become angry. The example is given, payappanam bhujanganam kevalam visavartam. Just like if a snake, if you ask the snake that I shall give you daily a cup of milk, do not commit this harmful life, biting unnecessarily. You come here, take a cup of milk and live peacefully. That he will not give. He, by drinking that cup of milk, his poison will increase. And as soon as the poison is increased, it is also another itching sensation. He wants to bite. He'll bite. So the result will be payappanam bhujanganam kevala visavala. The more they starve, that is good for them, because the poison will not increase. So nature's law is there. And as soon as one sees a snake, immediately everyone becomes alert to kill the snake. And by nature's law, it is said, even a great saintly person, he does not lament when a snake is killed. Modeto sadhurapi sarpa vistika sarpa hatya. Prahlad Maharaj said, when his father was killed and Nisingadeva was still angry, so he pacified Lord Nisinga. Sir, now you can give up your anger, because nobody is unhappy on account of my father being killed. Means I'm also happy. Because my father was just like a snake and a scorpion. So even a great saintly person is happy when a scorpion or a snake is killed. They are not happy if somebody is killed. Even an ant is killed, a saintly person is unhappy. But a saintly person, when he sees that a snake is killed, he is happy. He is happy. So, we should not follow the life of snakes, pravritti marga, human life is bent on nimitti marga. We have got so many bad habits, give up these bad habits, that is human life. If you cannot do that, then we are not making any spiritual progress of life. Spiritual progress, so long you will have a little desire for committing sinful life for your sense gratification, you will have to accept a next body. And as soon as you accept a material body, then you will suffer. Jaina, it is said that Nunam Pramatta Kurute Vikarma, these rascals, they are mad, they are committing sinful life simply for sense gratification. There is no need of committing sinful life, but for sense gratification they are doing that. The Rishabdev says it is not good, because for sense gratification you have got already this body, and you know, experiencing that you are suffering threefold misery, and again you are committing something which will oblige you to accept another body. This is not good. This is not good. We should do in such a way that we may not accept again this material body. That will save us from all suffering. Material body means it is given to you for your suffering. But that they do not know. They think you are enjoying eating, sleeping, mating. In any body you will have these facilities. Visaya khalu sarvatasya. Even you become a dog, or you become a hog, or you become a man, or you become a demigod, these four facilities you will get everywhere. Eating facility, sleeping facility, sex facilities, and defense facilities, you will get. Visaya khalu sarvatasya. As a human form of life, these facilities should be minimized. Denied, not only minimized, no meat eating, no illicit sex. That is nivittima. But the asuras, they do not know. Pravrittincha nivitti, that this life is meant for nivitti marga. They do not know. When you say, don't do this, they think otherwise. Vayapanam bhujanganam kevalam viravardhan. Na sochanga napi cha achara. And why they become addicted to sense gratification? Because they are not clean. Socha. Socha is the qualification of brahmana. We are getting sacred threads, but we are neglecting how to remain socha, suchi. Suchinang simatangihi yoga bhasta sanjaya. Suchi means first class brahmana. So we are accepting sacred thread to become first class brahmana, suchi. But we do not know, after eating, we have to wash our hands. We are taking the handkerchief and finish. See, this kind of brahmana, what they will do? That is, not even a civilized man. You should be very, very careful how to follow the rules and regulations. That is nivitti marga. If you still remain in pravritti marga, then we will not be able to make any advance in spiritual life. And if you do not make advance in spiritual life, then again and again, sarira tatha dehantara prapti dhira sattva namaya. Everyone is suffering on account of this body, and this human body is meant for ending this suffering. That should be the aim of life. But those who are asuras, they do not know how to end this life of suffering and accept the life of Anandamayam Vyasa, simply Ananda in Vaikuntha, in Goloka Vrindavan, Krishna to live with him as his associate. We have no information. We are demons, and therefore we take pleasure in so-called material activities, and that means we are doomed. We should stop this nonsense and take the principles of nimitti marma. Then our life is accepted. Thank you very much.
Jai. Jai. Jai.